If you forget to sign your checks,
那么到紧急关头要用钱的时候拿不出来，因为忘记那个人签字。
Because the authorized signature is not there, you will not get the money.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝的灵就像那签字的支票。
The Spirit of God is like an authorized check.
神的灵已经在里面了。
The Holy Spirit is already in there.
你的侍奉就有能力了。
And then your ministry will have power.
这种侍奉的果效是什么呢？
What is the effect of that ministry?
我们为这事做见证。
We bear witness for these things.
上帝赐给顺从之人的灵也做见证。
The Spirit of God is also bearing witness.
你的道有圣灵的能力传出去了以后。
After your word has the power of the Holy Spirit.
问题就在乎听的人顺从不顺从。
The question is then whether the audience will be obedient.
听的人如果顺从你为基督的十字架做的见证。
If they are obedient to the witness you bear for the cause of Christ.
道进到那个人耳中。
Your word will enter into his ears.
那个人顺从，圣灵就进到他心中。
And when he is obedient, the Holy Spirit will enter into his heart.
对传讲的人
，for a preacher,
双重的印证。
It is a dual affirmation.
对接受传道的人
，but for those who accept the message,
也是双重的印证。
It is also a dual affirmation.
太宝贵了。
This is precious indeed.
圣灵与基督。
This is the Holy Spirit and Christ.
第三个层次。
The third area.
第四个层次。
The fourth area.
耶稣的圣灵来了以后。
Jesus Christ said after the Holy Spirit come.
引导你们进入一切的真理。
He will guide you into all truth.
这句话的意思是什么？
What does this mean?
就是我们许多的事情不明白。
It means that there are many things we cannot understand.
上帝应许赐下圣灵。
But God promised the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是启示真理的灵。
He is the spirit that reveals the truth.
圣灵更是有真理光照人心的灵。
He is also the spirit that illuminates our hearts with the truth.
圣灵又是开启人的悟性，使人明白真理的灵。
He is also the spirit that will open up our mind that we will understand the truth.
圣灵在把人的理性带进真理里面的。
He is the spirit that guides our reason into the truth.
就一个层次，超一个层次，超一个层次，超一个层次。
So we see moving from one area to another.
结果你就继续进入真理的丰盛里面。
And you will enter into the abundance of the truth.
进入真理的奥秘里面。
Into the mystery of the truth.
圣灵来了，要引导你们进入一切的真理。
Because the Holy Spirit come to guide you into all truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个是圣灵与教会的层次。
This is between God, Holy Spirit and the church.
圣灵引导教会进入真理。
The Holy Spirit will guide the church into the truth.
这第四个层次告诉我们。
This fourth area tells us.
真正的教会是充满对真理认识的教会。
A true church understands the truth.
一个真正的教会是传讲真理传不停的教会。
A true church is a church that preaches the truth.
一个真正的教会是用真理供应信徒永远供应不完的教会。
A true church is a church that will endlessly supply the truth to its people.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我年轻的时候
When I was young,
看到圣经的话语
I read the word of God.
灵在你里面
The spirit is in you.
你就像活水泉一样的
Like a living water.
你就永不完
It will come forth from you and endlessly.
直到永远
For all eternity.
我说主啊我要
I say, Oh Lord, I want this.
我要做个一直涌出活水的人
I want to be a person with living water.
一直供应别人的。
That I will supply to others.
一直流出来，生生不息，用之不尽，取之不竭的人。
It will overflow for me for all eternity.
今天我侍奉主47年。
I have served the Lord for 47 years.
我感觉神听了我的祷告。
I dare to say that the Lord heard my prayer.
我可以在这个时代一直不断，一直供应，一直供应。
I can keep supplying to people in this generation.
神的真理一直流不完。
And the truth of God will keep coming out.
每个题目你一思想的时候。
When you think deeply into each topic,
你发现里面的丰盛是不可我们自己用理性去摸索的。
You will understand that the abundance is not something we can understand.
所以神的丰盛就流出来，这是真的事情。
The abundance of God is real indeed.
为什么今天这个传统教会这么贫穷呢？
Why is the Orthodox Church so much in poverty?
为什么今天灵恩派这么贫穷？
But what about the charismatic church?
都还没有得到这个秘诀。
They have not received this secret.
你不要以为灵恩派灵非常灵活，非常有充满活力。
Do not think that the charismatic just seems to be so alive.
你注意听他讲道，你就知道他们穷得不得了。
But when you listen carefully to the sermon, you will know that they are poor indeed.
他们非常贫穷。
They are very poor.
他们诗歌里面内容非常贫穷。
The hymns are very shallow content.
他们用很活的节奏跟这个旋律来遮盖他们的贫穷。
but with lively rhythm and beats, they cover their poverty.
他们用大喊大叫地遮盖他们理性对真理了解的贫穷。
They use their emotional outbursts to cover their poverty in their understanding.
灵恩派差不多不敢印出什么叫做他们的讲章机。
And so they seldom print their sermon series.
因为印出来不懂的人看不懂，看的人看不起。
Because when you print it out, those who are learned will look down on it.
你越看越知道里面是穷的不得了。
The more you read about it, the more shallow you realize it is.
为什么教会这样贫穷呢？
Why is the church in such poverty today?
真穷的不承认自己穷。
Those who are truly poor will not admit it.
假富的装自己装得很富，其实很穷。
And those who pretend to be wealthy are actually very poor.
现象看看很富的，其实从本质看很穷。
From the surface phenomena, they may look be very successful, but in reality, they are poor.
传统的知识累积出来很多东西的人，在他讲的时候获利很穷。
But in Orthodox church, although they have lots of experience and tradition, they don't have the life.
这都是很可怜的现象。
This is very sad.
主耶稣说：“我要叫你们如同活水江河一样，一直涌，涌到永生。”
Jesus Christ said, "I will make you like a living stream that you will come forth all the time."
这句话是真的吗？
Is this real?
如果是真的，
if this is true,
让我有生之年经历到。
I have experienced it in my life.
让你以后的日子经历到。
May you experience it in your life.
让你一生一世经历上帝的丰盛。
Therefore, the entire life you will experience the abundance of God.
Amen.
Amen.
求主给我们这样的追求。
May the Lord help us to thirst after Him in this manner.
这绝对不是奢求。
This is not a luxury.
因为这是神的儿子给我们的应许。
But the promise of the Son of God.
这是第四样。
This is the fourth area.
第五个层次是什么？
The fifth area.
但圣灵来了以后呢？
When the Holy Spirit comes,
他要住在你们心中。
He will live within you.
与你们同在。
And be with you.
这个永永远远。
Till all eternity.
这个是什么？
What is this?
这个是圣灵与圣徒同在。
This is the Holy Spirit and the saints.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我再把这五个层次再讲一次。
Let me repeat these five areas.
来，我就把宝贵师的功用，宝贵师的宝贵。宝贵是跟我们的关系再讲清楚一点。
And then I will explain greater detail about the counselor.
耶稣应许圣灵降临。
Jesus promised the coming of the Holy Spirit.
五个城市。
In five areas.
第一个城市。
The first one.
就是圣灵来了。
Holy Spirit will come.
他要人可以想起主的话来。
That he will help us recall the teachings of Christ.
圣灵真理与理性。
The Holy Spirit, the truth and our reason.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit.
第二个层次。
The second area.
叫人想起为罪为义为审判自己这辈子。
That we will rebuild ourselves for sin, righteousness and judgment.
圣灵罪人变成圣徒。
And that is how the Holy Spirit transformed the sinners into saints.
第三个层次。
The third area.
圣灵来了是荣耀基督。
The Holy Spirit come to glorify Christ.
圣灵以及受苦的荣耀的圣子。
And that is a relationship between the Holy Spirit and the suffering Christ.
第四个层次。
The fourth area.
圣灵来了，引导你们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will come and guide you into all truth.
是的，圣灵、圣教会与教会的信仰。
And that is a relationship between Holy Spirit, the church, and the faith of the church.
第五个层次。
The fifth area.
圣灵来，永远与你们同在。住在你们的心中，这个永永远远。
The Holy Spirit will come and live within you for all eternity.
圣灵、圣徒以及我们丰盛属灵的生命。
And this is the relationship between the Holy Spirit, the saints, and in our abundant spiritual life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这五个层次。
These five different areas.
被应许的圣灵来了以后。
Come when the Holy Spirit came.
所要做的工作。
It is His work.
那谁可以领受圣灵？
So who can receive the Holy Spirit?
圣灵降下在人身上。
When the Holy Spirit come upon us,
降在哪一种人的身上？
Which person will He come?
三处的圣经很重要，告诉我。
There are three important areas in the Bible.
你们怎么受圣灵呢？
How do we receive the Holy Spirit?
你们要悔改。
We must repent.
奉耶稣名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
洗去你们的罪。
To be cleansed of our sin.
就必领受所应许的圣灵。
And you will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
使徒行传二章三十九节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 39.
第二样。
Secondly.
你们要接受耶稣基督因信上的儿子 领受圣灵。
You must receive Jesus Christ, and because you believe in the Son of God, you receive the Holy Spirit.
三章十四节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 14.
以弗所书一章十三十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, 14.
第三样。
Thirdly,
圣灵是个顺从之人的灵。
Holy Spirit is a spirit that's obedient to the Son.
使徒行传五章三十二节。
Acts 5:32.
这些今天灵恩派的要人领受圣灵，都违背这些圣经。
All the teaching of the charismatic church in this area is against the
Bible. 要领受圣灵到前面来。
They say you have
received the Spirit.
Come and I'll lay my hands on you.
你就可以领受圣灵。
You will receive.
你就倒在地上。
And then you will fall on the floor.
他没有告诉你要悔改。
They never ask you to repent.
他没有告诉你要顺从。
They never say obedient, be obedient.
没有告诉你要认罪。
Or to confess your sins.
告诉你要接受上帝儿子耶稣做你的救主。
To accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
所以今天的许多圣灵论的讲解跟耶稣基督约翰十四、十五、十六章的应许完全背道而驰的。
And so today, many explanations of the Holy Spirit is against John 14, 15, and 16.
如果我们没有正确的教导，
if we do not have the correct teaching,
如果我们回到神对我们讲过的话，
if we do not return back to the words that God has spoken to us,
我们只能将错就错，一错再错，继续犯错，到最后完全离开圣经。
We will go into a vicious cycle of making errors after errors, and finally we will leave.
我为今天的灵恩派运动在全世界这么嚣张，看起来好像这么大的发展，大大担心，大大感到凄凉。
I am deeply worried about the so-called great movement of the charismatic movement around the world today.
因为他们整个的根基是错误的。
Their foundation is wrong.
所以呢，你不奇怪所谓讲圣灵的牧师现在变成不是牧师，变成魔术师了。
So you won't be surprised that a charismatic pastor can become a magician.
你不奇怪专讲圣灵的师母现在穿的不三不四，好像半老徐娘要演脱衣舞的那个样子。
Oh, that a charismatic pastor's wife would want to go and become like a singer.
你 like a
strictly
half naked singer. 不知羞耻的。
It is a shameful thing.
这是圣灵的工作吗？
Is this the work of the Holy Spirit?
这是上帝的同在吗？
Is this God being with us?
是圣徒的榜样吗？
Is this the example of the saints?
耶稣说圣灵来了，不是这样。
Jesus Christ said, this is not the case when the Holy
Spirit 圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit come,
一定过圣洁的生活。
Then you will live a holy life.
圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit come,
一定高举基督的
生活。Then you will lift up the cross of Jesus.
圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit come,
勇敢传福音。
Then you will preach
the word. 圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit
come, 受逼迫的人还以为荣耀。
That even though you're persecuted, you feel glorified.
圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit come,
讲解纯粹的真理圣经。
You will explain the truth.
圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit come,
结出圣灵的果子。
You will have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
今天的灵恩派不是这样。
This is not the case for the Catholic movement.
他们是不要骂他，他们还也是传福音。我告诉你，这一句话我都怀疑。
Some people say, Dr. Tong, don't scold them because they're also preaching the gospel.
你真的他们传福音吗？
Is this true?
你把他的录音带拿来听。
If you listen to the sermon,
看看他怎样讲耶稣的死、耶稣的复活，这是真的福音。
Look at how they talk about the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
怎样告诉你，在基督的死里面，你要与他的死联合。你要在他的死的形状上合一，你要与他一同死，才能与他一同复活，这样的福音。
Hear what they say about how we should die and be resurrected with Jesus Christ.
No, here they don't say about this. 所以他们传的不是福音。
So this is not what they preach.
他们没有传的赦罪的福音。
Not the gospel of forgiveness.
他们只讲为你祷告赶出鬼，因为鬼使你犯罪，犯罪的是鬼不是你，所以你不必要悔改，只要把鬼赶走了就是得救。
They talk about how they should pray for you that you may be exorcised of the demon that caused your sin.
圣经说我们若认自己的罪，上帝必赦免我们一切的罪。
The Bible says if we confess our own sin, God will forgive us.
今天灵恩派好像是要死，我们不是求主赦免我们的罪，他认魔鬼的罪，不是认人的罪。
And in the charismatic churches, you confess the sin of the devil.
所以，当一个人领受福音的能力的时候
，When a person receives the power of the gospel,
他是见证我怎样从最终释放出来。
He bear witness to how he was released from sin.
今天灵恩派说见证的是我怎么样从贫穷中间变成富翁。
But the charismatic will bear witness how I got rich from poverty.
我们从怎么样的病中间得到健康
，And how I get wealth from illness.
我们怎么样从失败中间变成成功
？And how I get success from failures.
这些以圣经里面福音的能力拯救人脱离罪恶的这个事实是不一样的。
This is different from what the Bible teaches about the power of gospel and how God would save us.
十字架讨厌的地方已经没有了。
The hatred of the cross is already absent.
所以你传一个人人喜欢的东西，当然很多人来了，因为没有什么可以讨厌的事情。
And so you are preaching a gospel that everybody welcome. That's why there's lots of people.
为什么耶稣要被杀？
Why was Jesus Christ killed?
为什么保罗要被鞭打两次，一次四十架剑击一下
？Why was the apostle Paul whipped for 40 lashes minus one?
为什么保罗要被石头打死，把他当死人拖到城外，结果他没有死
？Why was the apostle Paul stoned until people thought he died?
因为他不是传人喜欢的成功神学。
He did not preach the gospel of success.
他乃是传经历患难、受逼迫、尽钱度人，才能进上帝的国。
He preached a gospel about suffering of how we should lead a holy life to enter the kingdom of God.
保罗对加拉太省的人说
，Apostle Paul says to the Galatians,
进上帝的国要经历许多的艰难。
You will have to go through all sorts of trials to enter the kingdom of God.
保罗对提摩太说
，He said to Timothy,
你尽心度人必要受许多的逼迫。
All who are determined to live a holy life will be persecuted.
讲的道理里面充满令人感到十字架讨厌的地方。
And so his gospel contained many places that we will hate the cross.
保罗对以弗所的长老说
，Paul says to the elders in Ephesus,
我去了以后
，After I leave,
必有豺狼披着羊皮来到你们的中间。
The wolf will come to you clothed like sheep.
先知要来到
，The false prophet will come.
他们传道假的信息
，They will preach the wrong gospel.
他们不是为神的儿子的羞辱做荣耀的见证，是为自己的赌福，是为自己的成功。
They are not glorifying the suffering Christ, but for their own success and themselves.
今天我坐飞机的时候
，When I was on a plane today,
有一个人对我说
，A person said to me,
在印尼最著名的走 G12 道路的灵恩派的牧师，要用他的 Rolls Royce 来买他的一个这个 apartment， 付一半的钱，有一半的钱用 Rolls Royce 代替。
He said that a pastor that moved along the line of G12 in Indonesia will buy his apartment with a Rolls Royce.
他说唐牧师啊。
He said, Dr. Tong,
我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
我们做这么大的生意的人在印尼都不敢做 Rolls Royce. 牧师敢呢。
Those of us who are such great businessmen, we dare not have a Rolls Royce, but this pastor dare to have one.
我告诉你不知道吗？同一个牧师两年前买一架飞机，后来会友知道了，奉献掉了案子，他吓死了，才把飞机退掉不曾买。
He said that the same pastor bought an aeroplane, but his offering dropped like a stone, and so he gave up the idea.
是一个 jet， 一个小的喷射机。
It's a Learjet.
他说我都不知道这个事情。
He said, Well, I didn't know this.
你知道吗？这个牧师的女婿跟他的男孩子用手枪彼此开枪，差不多杀死其中一个，因为要抢这个大的产业。
Do you not know that the son-in-law and the son fought over his inheritance?
这些人是传福音吗？
Are these people preaching the gospel?
你知道这个牧师现在在做什么？
You know what this pastor is doing?
他正在建造全世界最高的塔，比多伦多的 CN Tower 还更高，比这个上海的金茂大厦还更高，比吉隆坡的双子星，双子这个 Petronas 双塔还更高。
He's building a tower that is higher than all the tallest towers in the world.
然后他给他名称叫做祷告塔。
And he called it the Tower of Prayer.
他要用多少钱呢？
How much will he spend?
你们看不多了。
Maybe not much for the Singaporeans.
但是在印尼是多到天文数字，$250 million的美金。
It's about $250 million in
Indonesia. 现在弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个生意人对我说
，This businessman told me，
他在做梦。
He is dreaming.
他在欺骗的办法。
He is using deception.
他卖金 coin。
He sold gold coin.
一个 coin 他买100万印尼币，卖1000万。
He bought it for $1 million rupiah and sold it for $10 million.
因为他说你们买上一定赐福给你。
Because he said when you buy this, God will bless you.
而且我的工作，你奉献1000万，上帝会给你1亿。
If you give $10 million, God will give you $100 million.
给我1亿，上帝给你10亿。
If you give $100 million, God will give you $1 billion.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个叫做十分之一奉献。
This is tithing.
先奉献再给你，不是先给你才奉献。
You give and God will reward you 10 times.
现在的弟兄
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这些人是不是领受圣灵
？Are these people the recipient of the Holy Spirit？
我仔细查考圣经。
When I read the Bible carefully,
我看见我主所讲的圣灵跟他们所传的是另外一个灵。
I see the Holy Spirit preached by Jesus Christ to be different from that preached by these people.
我所以这一生的后半生
，for the second half of my life，
我比更多的传道人更辛苦的做工。
I have been working harder than all preachers。
我常常带病做工。
I often work when I'm sick。
为什么呢？因为我一个人要平衡整个时代基督教的差错。
As a singular force, I want to balance up with the errors of the church today.
不少牧师蠢蠢欲动。
Many pastors are on the move.
因为他们带到这么多听众，他们带到这么成功，我不走那条路，死守传统的路线，我不是也是不久以后就要寿终正寝了吗？
They thought that, well, these people are so prosperous, so I got to think about this and move along this line, if not, I will die out.
所以我想九年是1996到现在是多少？九年前
9 years ago，
我心脏应当开刀的。
I ought to have a little heart surgery。
到现在没有开刀，也还没有死。
But I did not do this, and I have not died yet。
因为我还有重要的责任，所以暂且不可以先死。
Because I have important tasks to accomplish, so I should not die first。
我不是单单要你们来听我讲道。
I'm not just wanting you to come here and listen to me。
要你们为我祷告。
I want you to pray for me。
因为我们的责任。
Because our responsibility,
这个时代当今的工作
the work that we should do in this generation,
是撒旦痛恨
is something that Satan hates,
是神真正托付
but God would, has given to us.
是宗教会不了解
This is something that many churches do not understand.
是许多的人盼望从我的聚会偷我的讲章再去讲道而不是注意我要做什么
Many people want to learn from my sermons. They do not want to understand what I truly want to accomplish.
No, they do not want to learn. They want to steal my sermon. 所以有时候看他很热心来听我讲道
So sometimes people seem very fervent
甚至一直记录
Maybe they are copying
都是偷我的讲章别的地方再讲
Many people just cut and paste the sermon
然后又走灵恩派的道
And then become charismatic
人家说灵恩派也不错嘛讲道也差不多一样的
And people say the charismatic quite good they can speak very well
我告诉你从1957到现在我没有一篇讲章是拿人家的
From 1957 till today, I have not, never copied a single thing from other people.
是我自己的圣经里面的挣扎流出来。
I have to overflow this struggle with the word of God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
最后
Lastly,
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit came.
上头浇灌给。
From above.
Bestowed upon you.
Upon us.
在你上面。
Upon us.
圣灵是 Paracletos.
He is Paracletos.
Besides you,
it means he is beside you.
他是在你旁边
right beside.
圣灵引导你
he guides you.
他是 in front of you.
When he goes in front of you,
在你前面
right in front.
圣灵在你里面
but he lives also in you.
他是 within you.
Within you.
Upon you.
So it's upon.
Besides you.
在旁边
surrounding you.
在周围
in front of.
在你前面
and within you.
还在你里面
他从来没有 below you.
He has never gone below you.
请你注意
Take note of this.
归正神学
Reform theology.
我们施洗的时候
When we baptize.
我们是给人从上面来这个浇灌下来
We baptize from above.
预表圣灵从上浇灌下来
To represent the coming of the Holy Spirit from above.
不是在下面
Not below.
然后你踏下去
And then you step down.
然后你进在里面
And enter into it.
In the last, 你跑进里面
That's for you to enter into.
圣经的话是圣灵进你里面，不是你跑进，你见他，然后跑进他里面。
The Bible tells us that it's the Spirit that come into us, not the other way around.
你说这个我没有听过。
I've never heard this before.
当然你没有听过。
Of course not.
你想都没有想，怎么会听过？
你错了吗？你你们
啊，但请你注意这些话语啊。
But take note of this.
圣灵 upon you.
The Holy Spirit come upon you. 在周围。
Beside you.
在旁边。
In front of you.
在前面。
Within you.
在里面。
这表示宝惠之赐下来以后。
It means after the counselor comes.
他怎样成为我们的福分。
How he become our blessing.
你说耶稣在约旦河受洗的时候。
When Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan.
他岂不是也进到河里面吗
Surely he had to enter into the river.
他从水里上来吗
Didn't he come out from the water?
圣经没有说他的头从水里转出来没有。
The Bible didn't say that he emerges from the water.
我相信施洗约翰懂的。
I think John the Baptist knew.
施洗约翰是祭司的家生的孩子。
He came from the priesthood.
而祭司要30岁才可以按立。
And you can be a priest only when you're 30 years old.
注意圣经，祭司按立的时候。
And the ordination of the priest.
要行一个洁净礼。
comes about after a ritual of cleansing.
从头上浇灌下来的。
It comes from the above.
这叫圣灵是上帝应许从上面浇灌下来。
It's like the Holy Spirit coming from above.
现在我不争辩关于这个事情。
I will not go into further debate about this.
如果你有足够的良心的支持，你照你所知道的，你接受敬礼，那是你的自由。
But based on your own conscience, you are free to accept immersion.
我要告诉你，你不要因为你以为敬礼才对，你就专门这被洗礼的都不合圣经，不是这样的。
But don't rebuild those who accept sprinkling.
你更不要轻看从上面地里的人。
And do not look down on the ritual of sprinkling.
本来圣灵是上下来。
Because it is from the Holy Spirit from above.
好，耶稣说，我去了，父就差遣另外一位宝贵师到你们中间来。
Jesus Christ said, I will leave and God will send the counselor.
宝贵师。
The counselor.
是一个 counselor, 是一个 comforter, 是一个 advisor, 是一个 encourager.
会来鼓励我们，会来安慰我们。
那么从阿拉伯文来看
，from the Arabic language，
里面的字有 Ahmed， Ahmed， 所以回教徒说这个就是 Muhammad。
The word has the word Ahmed， and so the Muslims say it means Muhammad。
所以回教徒有一部分人这样说。
Some of the Muslims believe
耶稣不是终极的，最后的。
That Jesus Christ is not the final one，
因为他说有另外一位要来。
He said there's another one that's coming.
所以他不过是预备。
He just prepared the way.
那一位就是 Muhammad.
And that person is Muhammad.
所以基督徒只信耶稣是不对的，更要信他所说要来的另一位就是 Muhammad. 你的信心才完全。
And so Christian's faith will be completed when you believe in the one that is to come and that's Muhammad.
所以回教徒认为回教是最后的，也是最大的宗教。你们不过是半路凉亭而已。
And so they believe that Islam is the greatest and the last religion, and ours is just halfway through.
我们接受这个事情吗？
Do we accept this?
你不接受？
Of course not.
回教徒说你不接受不奇怪。
The Muslims say, of course you do not accept.
因为你不接受穆罕默德，就像犹太人不接受耶稣一样，也是不奇怪的。
So it is like the Jews not accepting Jesus Christ.
犹太人的摩西不是最后的。
The Moses of the Jews is not the last.
摩西还没有离开世界前。
Before Moses left the world,
有一位像我的要来到你中间来。
He said that one like me will come before you.
上帝要在你们中间兴起一个先知像我的，你们要听他。
God will raise a prophet like me. Listen to him.
所以你们基督教说呢，犹太教不是结束。
The Christians say that Judaism is not the end.
因为犹太教摩西的五经结束以前，预言有一位要来的。
Because there's a prophecy that another one will come.
结果你们就是那一位要来的，就是耶稣。
And you say that that person is Jesus Christ.
你们有旧约，你又接受了新约。
You accept the Old Testament and the New Testament.
照样的，阿拉伯人说你们的基督教不是最后的。
In the same manner, the Arabians say that your Christianity is not the end.
基督说有另外一位要来。
Jesus Christ said another one is coming.
我们知道那一位要来的，耶稣预言的就是穆罕默德。
And we know that Muhammad is the one promised.
所以基督教有了旧约，又有新约。犹太教不接受新约。
The Christianity has the Old and the New Testament, but Judaism would not accept it.
回教徒接受旧约，接受福音，又接受可兰经，而你们基督教没有可兰经。
Whereas the Muslim would accept the Gospel and the Quran.
你们本来不想听这个。
You actually would not want to listen to this.
你们新加坡人永远也没有想到我会讲这个。
Singaporeans would not think that I would speak about this.
现在我把你连想都没有想，需要都不敢再需要的演讲给听，因为上帝的恩典超过所想所求的。
Because God's grace is more than what we ask for.
那么我们怎么解决这个问题呢？
How do we solve this problem then?
你如果问了我有这个阿拉伯人，
If you ask the Arabians,
为什么你相信穆罕默德就是那位保惠师呢？
Why do you believe that Muhammad is that counselor?
因为他是他要把一切的真理告诉你嘛。
He said, because he will give tell you all truth.
在耶稣里面还没有把所有的真理讲清楚，穆罕默德讲出来。
Because Jesus did not finish telling the truth, and Muhammad finishes it.
基督教在穆罕默德在世界上崇拜了太多偶像。
Christianity has worshipped too many idols.
那个时候人敬拜玛利亚，敬拜奥古斯丁，敬拜特蕾莎，敬拜许多的圣徒，功德库里面的东西。
At the time of Muhammad, many people worshipped all kinds of idols.
穆罕默德来这些都不是神。只有一位上帝，就是 Allah。
And Muhammad said, "All these are not God. There's only one God."
所以是他把我们带回最纯真、最单纯的信仰里面。
So the Arabians said he was the one that bring us back to the true faith.
也就是像亚伯拉罕当时所信的一样。
Like Abraham.
所以这样呢，亚伯拉罕是现今之父。
Abraham was a father of faith。
那么后来许多人走错路，马哈们把我带回到纯正的信仰，像亚伯拉罕一样。
And he was like Abraham bringing us back to the true faith。
所以呢，穆罕默德就是那位保惠师。
So he is the counselor。
是吗
？Is this the case？
如果是的话
，Is this the case？
凭着什么说是是的
？Why is this the case？
从阿拉伯文的口音那一段，真的阿门，就是。他们认为是 Muhammad 的意思。
In the Arabian pronunciation, the word contains Amen.
现在最后一段我就要解释了。
I will explain the last portion.
保惠师是 Muhammad 的吗
？Is the counselor Muhammad?
不是。
No.
为什么我们敢说不是
？Why do we dare to say this?
在约翰十四、十五、十六章里面。
John 14, 15, 16.
有另外一位要来了。
Another one will come.
但是耶稣没有讲时间。
But Jesus did not give the time.
你不知道什么时候要来。
You won't know when he's coming.
这个摩西说有一位先知像我的要来。
Moses said a prophet like me will come.
摩西从来没有讲时间。
He also didn't give the time.
所以他们一直等等等，问以赛亚到底对不对？以赛亚是不是那先知呢？不是。
They wonder if Isaiah was the one.
耶利米是不是那先知？也不是。
What about Jeremiah?
但以尼也不是。
Not Daniel.
以西结西班牙这个一直到这个马拉提都不是。
From Ezekiel all the way to Malachi, these are not.
后来四百年没有先知。
For 400 years there were no prophets.
突然间兴起一个先知。
Suddenly one came.
在几个月里面。
Within a few months.
大声呼喊，几十万人都到他面前来。
He called out loudly, and tens of thousands came.
历史上没有一个人召集群众的能力大过施洗约翰。
In the history of mankind, John the Baptist was most successful.
以利亚曾经在加密山上，为了要表示上帝与他同在。跟巴利的先知决斗的时候，吸引了很多的人。
Only when Elijah fought against the false prophets, he attracted lots of people.
但是施洗约翰连这种这竞争这种疫病都不需要。
But John the Baptist did not do all these things.
他就大声问：天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He just called out loudly, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent!"
千军万马的从各城各乡各省，翻山越岭到约旦河边的旷野。来聚集听他讲道
，and thousands of people came from all over the cities to come to hear him。
所以人家想
，and so they thought，
可能就是这个
，perhaps he's the one。
能力这么大
，with such great power。
以利亚还行过七次神迹
，Elijah did seven miracles。
人才信他
，and then people believed him。
施洗约翰连一件神迹都没有行过
，but John the Baptist did not perform a single miracle。
这样吸引这么多人到他们
，and so many people came。
他们都在听他讲。
They all listened to him。
他们说这大概就是那先知。
They said this is the one that Moses talked about。
他们就派人去问他说。
And they sent people to ask him。
你就是那先知吗
？Are you that prophet？
约翰应当很容易说，不是我还是谁。
Don't forget this girl say, who else?
天下唯我一个人，你看还有谁可以比呢
？Who else can be like me?
趁机会搞好了群众运动，就像今天这些灵恩派的牧师。大自造圣灵的杯的名，我就是圣灵充满的人。
Like the charismatic pastors today, he could have said the Holy Spirit is with me.
约翰是诚实的传道人。
But he was an honest preacher.
他说我不是那先知。
He said no.
我不是那个弥赛亚。
I am not that Messiah.
我不过连蹲下来给他解鞋带都不配一个仆风的人。
I am only a common person who is not worthy to untie his shoes.
他是在我以后来的。
He will come after me.
他虽然在我以后。
Although this is the case,
他的根本在我以前。
His root is way before me.
根骨就有了。
From ancient days.
所以他们更莫名其妙。
So they were all confused.
耶稣在半年以后出现的时候。
And then Jesus came 6 months later.
约翰说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪。”
John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, He who takes away the sins of the world."
新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就欢喜。
And those the bride will be rejoiced when he hear the groom's voice.
他说，他比兴旺，我比衰微。
And he said, he must increase, I must decrease.
约翰传了到半年以后
，6 months after he preached,
关进监牢。
He was arrested.
耶稣也不来帮助他。
Jesus did not help him.
现在轮到连他都怀疑，问耶稣。你是那要来的那一位，或者不是
？And he himself was in doubt. And John the Baptist asked, "Are you the one who is to come?"
从前以为他是，问他，他说不是。他以为耶稣是，现在莫名其妙问耶稣是不是
？He thought that Jesus is the one, but now he is in doubt.
耶稣说是。
Jesus Christ said yes.
你不必回答他。
You do not need to reply to him.
告诉他
，just tell him.
下次看见。
The blind can see.
耳朵听见。
The deaf can hear.
瘸子行走。
The lame can walk.
死人复活。
The dead is resurrected.
穷人有福音传给他们。
And the gospel is preached to the poor.
这个门徒回去对约翰讲这几句话的时候。
When the disciples of John went back to tell him that.
约翰马上了解。
John the Baptist understood.
耶稣就是那先知。
That Jesus is the prophet.
虽然没有来救他。
Although he did not come and deliver him.
预备好被砍头也砍头。
He prepared himself to be executed.
约翰是历史上最伟大的传道人。
John the Baptist was the greatest preacher in the history of mankind.
Billy Graham 更伟大。
Greater than Billy Graham.
因为他传道只有六个月。
He only preached for 6 months.
就死了。
And died.
他曾经有软弱。
He was weak before.
曾经有怀疑。
He had doubts.
但他对权贵绝对不妥协。
But he did not compromise with the powers.
对自己的处境从来没有退却。
And he did not retreat based on his problems.
他对人这么多欢迎他，从来没有自己飘飘然而忘记自己的身份。
He did not become arrogant because he was so welcome in the beginning.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
约翰不是那先知。
John the Baptist was not the prophet.
耶稣是。
It was Jesus Christ.
耶稣说有一位要来的，那一位不是穆罕默德。
And Jesus was not referring to Muhammad.
因为当你读到耶稣另外一句话的时候，你马上发现不一样了。
When you read another statement of Christ, you will realize this.
耶稣在使徒行传第一章第五节说
Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
那要来的圣灵
The Holy Spirit that is to come.
什么时候来呢？
When will he come?
不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
He said in a few days you will be baptized
in
the Holy Spirit.
In a few days, not 507 years afterwards.
不是507年以后。
570年以后。这个穆罕默德是主后570生主后632死的。
He was born AD 570, died AD 620.
摩西没有说那位先知什么时候来。
Moses did not say when the prophet will come.
耶稣说不多几日圣灵来。
But Jesus said in a few days.
所以他们祷告了四天以后。
After 10 days of prayer,
圣灵真的来。
The Holy Spirit came.
就证明不是500多年以后的穆罕默德。
This proof it is not Muhammad that come 500 years old later.
不许降临的圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
第二样。
Secondly,
那是保惠师。
That is the counselor.
另外一位的保惠师。
Another counselor.
他是 Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit.
他的 Spirit of Truth, 真理的灵。
The Spirit of Truth.
所以耶稣在地上传道的时候。
When Jesus was preaching,
他提到了两个灵。
He mentioned two spirits.
上帝是个灵。
God is a spirit.
约翰第四章。
John chapter 4.
那位保惠师是真理的圣灵。
The counselor is the spirit of truth.
约翰四十章到十六章。
John 14 to 16.
基督讲到父是灵，讲到圣灵是灵，除此以外，他没有提到别的灵。
Jesus Christ only mentioned God as spirit and the Holy Spirit as spirit, no other spirits.
他只用他自己神性的权柄赶走许多的邪鬼物灵。
Using his divine power, he exorcised many demons.
邪灵物鬼。
The evil spirits.
但他知道有一位上帝就是灵，他的父。另外一位父跟他要差遣来的保惠师是个真理的灵。
And he knows that God is the spirit and the Holy Spirit sent by him and God is also the spirit of truth.
第二个论证。
So the second affirmation.
耶稣提了将来的是灵，不是一个有肉体的穆罕默德，所以这个话不成立。
Tells us that it cannot possibly be Muhammad.
这是第二样。
This is the second
point. 穆罕默德是有父母生下了一个肉体。而耶稣讲的是一位圣灵要来。
Jesus Christ was speaking about spirit, not a physical body.
第三样，为什么这一位保惠师不是穆罕默德呢？
Why is it not Muhammad?
因为耶稣他要住在你们心里，直到永远。穆罕默德钻不进去你心里。
Jesus Christ said he will live in your heart forever.
他也不能永远跟我们同在。
And he cannot be with us forever as a physical person.
他活了62年以后。
He lived 62 years.
他就死了。
And he died.
他叫人家可以娶四个太太。
He tell people they can have 4 wives.
自己娶了13个太太。
And he had 13 wives.
其中一个是他的正儿的太太给他抢过来的。
One is taken from his nephew.
他不但不是灵。
Not only is he not a spirit.
他更不是圣灵。
He is not the Holy Spirit.
他不但不是灵。
Not only is he not a spirit.
他是人。
He is a human being.
他也不是圣人。
He is not a saint.
他是肮脏污秽的人。
He is a person that lead a unholy life.
我们绝对不接受。
So we will not accept this.
耶稣应许的保惠师是穆罕默德。
That the counselor promised by Jesus was Muhammad.
这位保惠师。
And this counselor.
他安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
他照顾我们。
He will take care of us.
他劝勉我们。
He will persuade us.
责备我们。
He will rebuke us.
他赐我们力量。
He will give us strength.
坚固我们。
He will strengthen us.
他给我们有能力。
He gave us power.
做传福音的工作。
To do the work of the gospel.
如果我们有这样的一位导师啊。
If we have such a teacher.
那多么好啊。
It's so wonderful.
每次你仰人的大名去拜人为师的时候。
Every time you go look for a great person to want to be his student,
要多少钱你赶紧做他的学生。
You spend a lot of money to be a student of a great teacher.
等到上课几十分钟以后，你要回家，别的学生来了。
After your lesson is over, other students will come.
还有一两句不明白的，要等下个礼拜再来才能问。
Maybe you do not understand, but you got to wait for the next week.
所以你对你的老师说。
So you say to your teacher.
老师啊，好不好？你教完以后，我把你带回家去。
Can I bring you home, teacher?
你这位老师就放在我袋子里。
Can you go into my pocket?
我回到家里，我再把你拿出来。
And then I will take you out when I reach home.
再问你。
And ask you.
每时每刻请教你。
Every moment I ask you about it.
每分每秒都帮助我。
And you will help me every second of the day.
现在如果有这样的老师。
If there is such a teacher.
你要付他多少钱我不知道。
I don't know how much he will cost.
如果有这样的老师。
If there is such a teacher.
他的太太一定不让你带他回家。
His wife will not allow you to bring him home.
有一位老师。
But there is a teacher.
一直跟你在一起。
Who will be with us.
一直教导你。
Who will continue to teach us.
在你上面。
On
在你旁边
beside you,
在你前面
before you,
在你里面
and within you.
这就是 the comforter.
This is the comforter.
Paracletos.
Paracletos.
是耶稣所应许的圣灵
The Holy Spirit promised by Jesus Christ.
有什么宗教教导这样伟大的教训
Which faith has taught us such great teaching?
原来要宗教应许这样伟大的导师
Which religion promised such a great teacher?
有什么信仰有这样大的特权
Which faith gives us such great privilege?
权柄是给谁的
This privilege is given to you,
给我的
to me.
耶稣说
Jesus Christ said,
圣灵保惠师来了
The counselor will come,
住在你的心中
to live in your heart,
来与你同在
and be with you,
直到永永远
from now till evermore.
你为这个事感谢过主
吗 Have you given thanks to God for this?
你经历过这样伟大的生命
Have you experienced such great truth?
你享受过这样的权柄
Have you enjoyed such a privilege?
这两个礼拜天
These two Sundays,
我们讲圣灵降临。
We spoke about the Pentecost.
圣灵降临。
The Pentecost.
我今天讲了。
And I finished today.
我这个题目就要结束了。
And I will end this topic.
然后几天以后我到美国去。
A few days later, I'll go to the USA.
一个月的时间没有查经。
And for 1 month, we will not gather here.
美国回来的时候。
After I return from the States.
下个月。
Next month,
我们在与大家谈关于感情圣化的事。
We will go back to our theme of the emotions.
然后让这一位圣灵住在你心里。
But let this Holy Spirit live in your heart.
你的感情就更容易圣化了。
And your emotions will be made holy.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
大家站起。
Let us stand up together.